truck. I can't even tell you. We've even got a Murfreesboro fire truck coming. Beautiful, old style, looks like. Pretty neat. The kids are getting pumped up, even though it seems like it's about 180 degrees out here. there are groves and groves of people. If you can hear those, the kids are enjoying it. We've got the Evansville Fire Department tossing out some candy. They've got a beautiful eagle on the side of their truck that's on the Kaskaskia, and then a really neat American flag. Looks like a decal on the side. Awesome. Amazing. All these volunteers willing to come out on a Saturday in the heat. Just to show support for the 4th of July. We've got amazing communities around here. We've got the Tilton fire truck coming up. Jeff, I'm kind of hogging the figure. You got anything? All right. Well, I can keep going here. A lot of people think I'm long-winded most of the time, and I guess that's true. We've got Tilton coming, and then we've got the Pinkerville fire truck coming. One of those hot days today, Jeff. I don't remember it being this hot in quite some time. Yeah, and it's a tad bit loud, but I think the kids are enjoying that. Love to hear the sirens going. We don't love to hear them during the daytime or the nighttime, but kind of neat during a parade. It looks like, too, one of the things that I did not know, we got Chester Fire Department coming next, is there's a craft fair that is going on at the Legion, the American Legion, the large hall and the small hall from 9 to 3, and some, you know, local crafters, people coming in, you know, showing off their stuff. I know a friend of mine, Missy Conway, has got a booth up there, and she's got personalized jewelry. I just got belted with some candy, but that's okay. I like candy. She personalizes jewelry, but she's got stuff that is for sale, good deals, really reasonable. But go check out, you know, all the different booths that they've got up there. It's pretty interesting. Like I said, I wasn't aware of that, so I'm going to have to probably take my mother-in-law down there and check it out today. That's from 9 to 3 of American Legion. Oh, we got some music. I'll just listen for a minute. I believe that is the Marissa Fire Department, Fire Rescue. They've got a nice ride there.
So that's their siren. It's kind of unique.
Absolutely. You don't mind hearing that come until you realize what it is. We had the firecracker run this morning. Boy, was there a lot of participants. You know, we realized that's a 3K, which is 1.864 miles. I don't know about you, Jeff, but doesn't interest me to do that run, but I am so impressed and inspired by those people that are dedicated enough to get out there and do that.
I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break here, and we will come back with more from the Steelville 4th of July Parade on Real Country 1230 WHCO.
This is State Representative Jerry Costello II. I'm proud to be an independent voice for Southern Illinois. I have continually voted to protect our Second Amendment rights while also voting against raising taxes in the state of Illinois. I represent Southern Illinois values, not one person or one party. I am asking you for your vote in the upcoming election this November, paid for by friends of Jerry Costello II.
First National Bank of Steelville now offers debit card alerts to help keep your accounts secure. Debit card alerts are real-time text messages or emails that notify you when your debit card has been used. Now that's peace of mind banking. Debit card alerts are free and easy to set up through internet banking. Visit our website at bankatfnb.com or stop by any of our locations to find out more about debit card alerts. Sparta Banking Center, Percy Banking Center, First National Bank of Steelville, member FDIC.
I'm Dr. Mark Kina, Randolph County Commissioner, asking for your vote for re-election in November. I've worked hard to serve the citizens of the county as your experienced voice on the county board. I've been active in support of law enforcement, Western Egyptian programs, the Human Service Center, chairing the Four County Highway Coalition, and leading the efforts to rebuild the Fort Kaskaskia Shelter House. Have a safe and enjoyable 4th of July celebration, and vote to re-elect me, Dr. Kina, to the county board in November.
Convenient Care at Sparta Community Hospital's North Campus in Sparta has convenient hours for your busy family. Open weekdays from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m., Saturdays from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m., and Sundays and holidays from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Closed Easter, Thanksgiving, and Christmas Day. As always, walk-ins are welcome. Convenient Care, non-emergency care you can count on. Sparta Community Hospital, making you the center of your health care.
Candy on the parade route here. We've got bombarded a few times. Lots of candy being thrown out, and we talked to the Farm Bureau yesterday on the People Speak, and she said she was going to be tossing out popsicles, so I'm waiting for one of those. It would be. And it is a warm day out here, but, I mean, still a good crowd. I mean, always good to get a good crowd. And it's good that the rain, I mean, there's a slight chance that, you know, it's a good thing it's held off. You at least get the parade through and everything. But definitely. But again, this is the Steelville 4th of July Parade. I'm Jeff Blair, Michelle Hamilton alongside. And Michelle, you kind of got a list there of some of the things that are in the parade.
Absolutely. One of the things that when we went to break at the VFW from Chester had another color guard. And then we started with our parade lineup for our float. The Steelville Chamber of Commerce had a floating American flag. They had two. It was beautiful. The Steelville Lions Club had one with their big lion on it. That was actually really interesting, too. And then we had the Chester Band. It says that they are the IHSA Class B Music State Champs. Thought that was pretty cool, and they were, I mean, as soon as they start coming and you hear their music, it's hard not to tap your toes, and they did a great job. It looked like we had some of their dancers, maybe dance team, I don't have that on my list, but they were back with their pom-poms supporting the kids, or supporting their band, and now it looks like we've got Fred Bird with Mr. Vernie Kane driving Fred Bird around. You know, the kids love Fred Bird. It's one of those things that, oh, now he's laying down on top of the hood of the truck. Maybe it's because he's a little hot. I don't know how he does it. Hopefully he has some kind of cooling mechanism inside that suit. But he looks awesome. He looks great. We're so glad that he could come down, take time off from that Cardinals schedule and come down and be here in Steelville today for our parade. We've got First National Bank of Steelville. We've got Bruce Ebert driving. And, oh, they've got Love American Style. I'm afraid that's just a little bit past my for earlier. I remember bits and pieces of it. But I don't know that I got to watch it very often. They've got the theme song going. I do remember that. Again, our theme for this year is Most Memorable American TV Shows. I do want to also throw out there the Parade Committee, Lee Dillman. She Sheila Alms, Neil Saber, Janet Wicker, and Clay Teeman. You know, these guys have to work really hard to get all this organized. And it's just one piece of the 4th of July celebration. And we just want to shout out to them and just say thank you for all their time that they give to arranging this awesome parade that, you know, the town would be so sad if it didn't happen. I know one year it kind of got rained out and everybody was all, you know, upset in the press because 4th of July parade did not happen. What do we got next? Looks like we have the Marine Corps coming up. Toys for Tots. That's awesome. Looks like they got Santa Claus. That's so cool. Let's see, what else? Oh, Egyptian Telephone Co-op. They've got a variety of stuff that they're throwing out today. They've got coolie cups. They've got laundry baskets of bouncy balls and footballs. And they went all out, looks like, this year. The kids are like, scrambling to get to their truck so that they can get some of their stuff. That's awesome. You know, it's funny how, you know, small communities like ours, you know, really are willing to give and give and give. Thank you. Uh-oh. Jeff, do you want to describe this one, or you want me to keep going? It's up to you. All right. Well, we've got the Beverly Hillbillies. Of course, it's First State Bank of Campbell Hill. It says, y'all come bank with us now you're here. It is, they have the Hillbilly truck. Oh, my gosh. They've got everybody on that thing. That is really cool. First State Bank of Campbell Hill went for the Beverly Hillbillies theme. Now, I do remember that one. That one was quite funny at times. Kind of dates, you know what, at this point, there's no way to hide it, Jeff. That's kind of where I'm at. As my students, you know, their kids, I start to have their kids in school, it's kind of like, oh my goodness, I didn't feel like I was that old, but here I am. We've got Randolph County Care Center coming in. Oh, they've got popsicles. Yeah. Of course, they just passed us by, Jeff, but that's okay. That's okay.
It wouldn't look like we need
anything. That's okay. That's all right. Let's see. We've got Randolph County Democrats. We've got a bunch of signs here. It says JB for governor, Jerry Costello, state representative, Brendan Kelly for Congress. And they've got popsicles, too. See, they're getting the hang of it here. That's awesome. Justin Jeffers, county treasurer. I know that he just started his position as head coach of the golf team at Stillville. Yep. So, yeah, he will stay busy, but we're excited about that. I'm glad that we, you know, have somebody that is interested. Daryl Winkleman has done it for, gosh, I don't even know how many years, and we appreciate all the time and effort that he put in working with our kids. And that was the Randolph County Democrats. Next, we've got Shannon Wolf. Looks like a re-elect Shannon Wolf for sheriff, and they've got signs, and one of them fanning themselves with a couple of them fanning themselves with signs. That's a smart move. That's cool. It is toasty out there. Jeff, do you have any idea how warm it is today?
I didn't check that. I'd say it's well, it's not 80%.
Oh. I bet the real scale is like 109. That's what we check. Yes, absolutely. And we thank the parade organizers for putting the tent up for us so that we can sit in some comfort while we check out all the floats and all the cool things that are going on around here. Yeah, and Napa, they set us up perfectly. I mean, they let us get right in front of their business, block their business, and they really take care of us, and we appreciate that so much.
Okay.
Is it still? Well, that's good. That's very good. Again, we've got the 152nd Stillville 4th of July Picnic Parade. most memorable American TV shows is the theme of this year. I think where they come up with these themes, I have no idea, but I think this was a great one.
It was. I actually wish that I would be putting a photo in there, but I came up with 100.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. We were sitting at the Senior Legion baseball game last night, and we were talking about the parade, and we were talking about all our favorite TV shows that we used to watch, and we were like, what about this one, and what about that one, and it was actually really interesting, to hear everybody's comments.
Right.
Let's see, we had Doug, Seth Libin for the Sefer, and Kevin Horner for Democrat for appellate court judge. That's the next one we've got coming. Steph, I'm hogging this.
We're doing this live on Facebook, too, and someone just commented, I wish candy could be thrown through the phone.
Hey, I totally get that. we'll back it up. Just show up, and we've got it for you. I'll tell you, we would have, in the past year, gotten so much candy, our kids did, that I ended up taking it to school once school started. All right, we've got a huge picture of Justin Jeffers. He's going for county treasurer. He's trying to be reelected. And we've got, it's kind of a caricature of him in the back of his truck. It's really actually a pretty good picture of him. Good. And then we've got Bobby Clausing for Randolph County Clerk. It's kind of cool to see all these people come out and support their nominees or who they would like to have elected on a hot day like this. Oh, well, looks like it's break time, so we're going to stop on that one, and we'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to the live broadcast of the Steelville 4th of July Parade on Real Country 1230 WHBO.
I've worked hard to serve the citizens of the county as your experienced voice on the county board. I've been active in support of law enforcement, Western Egyptian programs, the Human Service Center, chairing the Four County Highway Coalition, and leading the efforts to rebuild the Fort Kaskaskia Shelter House. Have a safe and enjoyable 4th of July celebration, and vote to re-elect me, Dr. Kina, to the county board in November.
Convenient Care at Sparta Community Hospital's North Campus in Sparta has convenient hours for your busy family. Open weekdays from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m., Saturdays from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m., and Sundays and holidays from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Closed Easter, Thanksgiving, and Christmas Day. As always, walk-ins are welcome. Convenient Care, non-emergency care you can count on. Sparta Community Hospital, making you the center of your health care.
This is State Representative Jerry Costello II. I'm proud to be an independent voice for Southern Illinois. I have continually voted to protect our Second Amendment rights while also voting against raising taxes in the state of Illinois. I represent Southern Illinois values, not one person or one party. I am asking you for your vote in the upcoming election this November, paid for by friends of Jerry Costello II.
Convenient Care at Sparta Community Hospital's North Campus in Sparta has convenient hours for your busy family. Open weekdays from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m., Saturdays from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m., and Sundays and holidays from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Closed Easter, Thanksgiving, and Christmas Day. As always, walk-ins are welcome. Convenient Care, non-emergency care you can count on. Sparta Community Hospital, making you the center of your health care.
July parade in Steelville. I'm Jeff Blair alongside Michelle Hamilton. And we mentioned earlier, we are live on Facebook as long as the battery on my phone holds up. So we'll bring it to you as long as we can. Someone had mentioned something about no sound. I'm still new on this Facebook Live thing. So still learning. But Here we have the group from Brendan Kelly coming by. And, of course, again, we want to thank NAPA for providing the truck here for us so we can kind of sit up above the route a little bit and be able to see the parade as it comes by and actually sit under this tent here as well so we can keep a little cooler. But, again, our sponsors, we also want to thank for bringing this broadcast to us, the State Representative Jerry Costello, Randall County Commissioner Mark Kina, Sparta Community Hospital, and the First National Bank of Steelville, all making this broadcast possible. So still not seeing the end of the parade, so still quite a bit left to go here. This has always been a very big parade, lots of entries and a lot of participation by people.
Absolutely. Like I said before, they come out, they support their businesses, organizations, and they just come out and grow. They love this. We've got Maver Tire and Auto, or Automotive and Tire Center. They are the Flintstones. Now, we've got Cody Maver. It looks like he might possibly be Fred Flintstone. It's the cutest thing. He's got his little cart behind the truck. Maverick Automotive, now you've seen that they have their new building west of town, and it is beautiful. As you drive by, you look at it in awe. So that's pretty cool. Like I said, they've got the Flintstones going on. Jerry Costello, state representative, came through earlier, and now it looks like we had Mike Bosch supporters going through. Now we've got all the Randolph County Republicans coming through on their, we're just going to give a little wave here. We've got T-shirt, Free State Representative, Bruce Rauner. We've got a big group coming. And it looks like, yeah, Jeff, you are correct. It looks like there is not even close to the end. Like, you're right. Yeah, Percy, it is. That's so cool, though. That's great to see such a good turnout. I think everybody's trying to do their best to stay cool, but are really enjoying, you know, seeing all the people come out and be creative with their float. Mavert Automotive was the Flintstones float, and, you know, that's Matt and Andrea Mavert of Stillville. You know, one of the things I wanted to say is just how amazing the local businesses are in supporting just, I mean, the schools, the organizations, the clubs, everything. And it's not just our town, but it's other towns that their businesses come in or donate or do whatever they can to support, you know, the kids. And I just think it's so commendable. And, you know, I work at the school, so I see it. I see that they are just selfless with their time and their donations and things like that. We just want to say thank you. And it's recognized. We do see it. You know, I think a lot of times we have a tendency to not remember to say those thank yous. And I'm so blessed to live in a community that is so giving and thoughtful and supportive. Judge Overstreet was our next group that just came through in their orange T-shirts. And now we've got elect William Gibson for sheriff. And is it? Okay. I'm glad you're throwing that in there, Jeff. All right. Melanie Johnson, Randolph County Clerk and Recorder. Looks like we got a little bit of a break in the action. We've got a really cute VW Bug coming up. And I know that's Jane Hanna. Let me see what she's got something on the side there. Oh, she's representing Melanie Johnson. Her little, it's the cutest. It says Sunkiss on the license plate. And it's that orange. I've never seen anything like it. Isn't it? You know when she's coming, right? That's awesome. That's absolutely right. They've got bubbles coming out of the back now. How cool is that? Very interesting.
All right, we'll take another quick break here, and we'll come back with more from Steelville at the 4th of July Parade on Real Country 1250 WHTO.
First National Bank of Steelville now offers debit card alerts to help keep your accounts secure. Debit card alerts are real-time text messages or emails that notify you when your debit card has been used. Now that's peace of mind banking. Debit card alerts are free and easy to set up through internet banking. Visit our website at bankatfnb.com or stop by any of our locations to find out more about debit card alerts. Sparta Banking Center, Percy Banking Center, First National Bank of Steelville, member FDIC.
I'm Dr. Mark Kina, Randolph County Commissioner, asking for your vote for re-election in November. I've worked hard to serve the citizens of the county as your experienced voice on the county board. I've been active in support of law enforcement, Western Egyptian programs, the Human Service Center, chairing the Four County Highway Coalition, and leading the efforts to rebuild the Fort Kaskaskia Shelter House. Have a safe and enjoyable 4th of July celebration, and vote to re-elect me, Dr. Kina, to the county board in November.
Convenient Care at Sparta Community Hospital's North Campus in Sparta has convenient hours for your busy family. Open weekdays from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m., Saturdays from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m., and Sundays and holidays from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Closed Easter, Thanksgiving, and Christmas Day. As always, walk-ins are welcome. Convenient Care, non-emergency care you can count on. Sparta Community Hospital, making you the center of your health care.
This is State Representative Jerry Costello II. I'm proud to be an independent voice for Southern Illinois. I have continually voted to protect our Second Amendment rights while also voting against raising taxes in the state of Illinois. I represent Southern Illinois values, not one person or one party. I am asking you for your vote in the upcoming election this November, paid for by friends of Jerry Costello II.
Broadcast, live broadcast of the Steelville Annual 4th of July Parade, and my battery died on my phone, so we were doing a live broadcast on Facebook with, but we got quite a bit of the parade in, so, we'll just have to have electricity on it next year. I had the plug-in for it, but I didn't have the thing to plug into the electric, so. But, again, this is the annual Steelville 4th of July Parade. I'm Jeff Blair, Michelle Hamilton alongside our broadcast booth being provided by Napa Auto Parts here in Steelville. We thank them for that. And, of course, our other sponsors of the parade broadcast, State Representative Jerry Costello II, Randolph County Commissioner Mark Latina, Sparta Community Hospital, and, of course, the First National Bank of Steelville. And here comes an old Alice Schaumer tractor. Trying to see who in the back. This is Golden Key Realty, Donald Otten, it looks like, with that. And here's Island Breeze Salon and Spa. And they've got a Gilligan's Island theme. And Michelle, I'll let you kind of describe that.
Okay, Jeff. They've got the SS Minnow. They've got Gilligan. Gilligan just fell down. they've got the whole clan. They've got their tent. They've got palm trees. That is super creative. That was Island Breeze. Island Breeze. Is owned by Kelly Shoddy. That is amazing. Sorry, I'm getting stuff thrown at me left and right. So that was Island Breeze. And I think the next one was supposed to be, I can't tell. It is the cutest, though. They've got sharks. They've got underwater creatures. Oh, you know what? That might be part of Island Breeze. Is that? Hard to tell. Okay. That's adorable. Okay. And now we've got the Firecracker Alumni Band. I'm going to let you listen for a minute. All right, that is the alumni band, sponsored by Wicker Jewelry. And it says the truck and trailer provided by Jason Slimy. Okay. They are good. We're going to give another listen. How nice was that? Super sweet. Oh. All right, so real quick, I'd like to give a shout out to my brother-in-law, Ben Hamilton. He's on his way to our house with my in-laws, Jack and Regina Hamilton, and I just like to say we can't wait to see you. And Ben's one of the funniest guys I know. He's my favorite brother-in-law. We got some Clydesdales, it looks like, pulling a wagon. Let's see. Shake Rag Ranch. Ah, cool. It says owner Granny Baffin and family. Those cookies are beautiful, aren't they? Makes you wonder how hot they are, though. And Imid Compact. It says they've got Honda 250s. Sponsored by Williams Heating and Air and Gerald's Radiators and Automotive. And these guys, you wonder how they keep on this little bitty street without bumping into each other. Exactly, absolutely. Oh, so we've got a four-wheel. Oh, man, this is, I wish we had that Facebook up and running, because that was really cool. A guy on a four-wheeler went down the middle of, it looks like about eight guys on two-wheelers, obviously, and they kind of split down the middle, and they went off to the side. It was awesome. All with those hats on. How do they keep those hats on? Okay, there were six of those, the motorcycles, it looks like. Well, looks like there was one off to the side, but that was really cool. You know what? If you don't come for anything other than checking these guys out, it's definitely worth it. I mean, that takes some talent, swerving and out of each other and keep those lines moving. That's awesome. Actually, that is so true. So we've got a little bit of a break here. You know, also I was going to point out, the hamburger stands, the fish stands, all the people that, volunteered to work those things. Again, that's how this all can take place, is just volunteering and being willing and coming. I know some people that are doing, two, three shifts at the hamburger stand or just different things like that. And you know, that's what, there's so many moving parts in this thing. And we just want to thank everybody that participates and gives their time, because it would be really easy just to say, let somebody else do it. But it's part of our responsibility to take care of the things that we need to. We own this. This is our thing. So we kind of have a little lull in the action here.
Yeah, they were giving the motorcycle.
I don't blame them. I mean, they really, that was a neat thing. Again, we had the firecracker run this morning, 3K, 1.864 miles. I know I keep saying that, but to me, that is super impressive to get out here in the heat and being willing to run. And there's so many even little kids and older people that come out. You know, it's such a wide range of ages, so that's pretty cool. Who do we have here? Veterans Honor Flight. That's Dane and Hope Patterson and their kids, Mason and Tegan. And, you know, Hope has been instrumental in getting that Veteran Honor Flight going. And I've heard so many people say what a blessing it is and how these people feel when they get the opportunity to go to Washington and check this out. I just, you know, all the people that donate and all the people that work to get that going, again, just Hope Patterson has just been instrumental in doing that. And I just think that is such an amazing thing. Absolutely. We thank all of the service members, you know, retired, still in active duty. Thank you. Thank you for their service. Hakuna Matata, they've got a little Rugrats theme, and oh my goodness, our daughter watched Rugrats all the time. At times I thought she was Angelica, our daughter. But, you know, you look back at those shows and you think, gosh, that is so funny, you know, and kids even still like to watch that today. But again, that's the daycare here in town, Hakuna Matata. April Eikenfier runs that. See, it looks like we have a queen, and I didn't see the sign on it. It was on the hood, so I didn't get to catch that. Got one of our queens. We've got Millie Jones. It looks like she was the 2018 Little Miss Perry County Fair Queen. Oh, she's got her little princess wave going on. So cute. She has a little red, white, and blue dress on. And her umbrella, absolutely. Yeah, they all have their crowns and their umbrellas. Callie Wildermuth, the daughter of Brett and Shannon Wildermuth. Shannon is a teacher at the grade school here in Stillville, the public school, and has been for 19 years. She and I both started at the same time. And the next is Haley Johnson, Miss Perry County Fair Queen 2018. Oh, and 17. She, too, has a beautiful American flag-looking dress. Looks like we've got Miss Illinois Snow Angel 2017. Her name is Lexi Torville. And Heron Fiesta Italiana. She was Miss Heron Festa. That's cool. I didn't know they had that. Yeah, she really rocked it. Madden Krauss is 2018 Preteen Princess Flame. She's got her crown and her sash on. And next up, looks like we've got Sparta Community Hospital with Miss Carol Mahan rocking the driving of the little van there. They've got just a beautiful float with some ferns and American flags, and they are throwing out some Skittles. Now that tastes the rainbow, right? Neil Hurtling's giving out cups. He's going to throw me one. Almost. That was so close. I'm trying to catch it with my left hand.
Hey, I got the cup, but there's nothing in there.
Superior High Performance Ammunition. If my youngest son Avery could go and just check out all the ammo, he would for hours. He loves that. We've got William Noby and Company coming on their John Deere. Those are some nice. I mean, some of those are nicer than my husband and I's first car. I mean, it probably rides smoother than our first car did. We got the Noby clan that I know the best is Becky and Jared Noby and their sons Aiden and Noah. Got to see them last night down at the fair for a little bit. adorable little boys. We got 2018 12U Pony Leash Champ for Stillville. Looks like. Oh, I know some of those boys. Good job, guys. Nick Ruback just tossed me a grapefruity. Thank you, Nick. Looks like Corey Bockhorn. Was on that float. Memorial Hospital, Chester. We've got Mac. We've got the tent. We've got, now I don't remember all the characters, but we've got, they've got a cot. They have got the sign saying where all the locations are around that area. And it says on the back, Memorial Hospital since 1962, Chester, Illinois. I remember a little bit of MASH. What about you, Jeff? MASH, your thing?
Oh, yeah.
One of your favorites? Uh-oh. We've got... Go ahead. Yeah, what is this? Beach Patrol, let me... Oh, for sure. Oh, Go Green with Bird Body Shop. All right. Awesome. We've got Becca and Mark Bird and Austin Block. Throwing out some candy in their little Jeep. That was cute. That was cute. They do some great work. And it looks like we have Sparta cheerleaders coached by Danielle Larimore, I think it is. Well, it says, okay, we lost some paperwork. I got to stop here. So those cheerleaders, we got quite a few of them. That's awesome. Part of cheerleaders. That's hard to get a group of girls to come out in the heat. You know, a couple of them have their hair down. They look beautiful, but man, oh man.
High school cheerleaders are launching t-shirts to the air.
Oh, okay. So they came up next. That's right. Christ Our Savior High School says they have the flat. They have flags. Awesome. Let's see. Oh, Miss Emily. Stillville Warrior Trap Team. We've got Jared Phillips, Luke Barton, Zach Canope, Emily Duvall Canope. I missed a couple of them, but those are some of our spectacular students from Stillville High School. Next is Stillville JCs. They've got the October Totally Radical 80s Oktoberfest, October 12th and 13th, totally 80s. I mean, who didn't love the 80s? Really? I mean, some of that music and a lot of the hair, that's right. And all, if you see the float, they've got a big boombox in the back, which I can't believe we carried that kind of stuff around just to listen to music, but we did. A huge cassette tape, which, of course, I don't even think my kids know what that is. And some just really good music and funky hair and clothing.
Back in the day. I remember when sets were the new thing. Cool.
Yeah, rocking and rolling. I had a Walkman, and I thought that was the coolest thing ever. I put it back in its box every night because I didn't want it to get tore up. So it was very important. And now they say that they're not even using CDs hardly at all anymore. Like, those are a thing of the past. So we just got to catch up with some times, Jeff. I mean, what are you going to do?
What's the next step? MP3, there's no CD, there's no tape, there's no records, there's nothing. What's the next step?
I have no idea. I wish I knew. We could make millions, Jeff. Let's see. We have Silver Trap Team. Now we've got Sparta Middle School Cheerleader, Michaela Cooper. And they are such cuties. They're in the back of the truck and trying to make sure that they don't fall over on each other. Then we've got Great Clip, Ashley Wagner out of Sparta. Stillville Baptist Church coming up. Mr. Scott Foshee is the pastor. They've got a cool little, they got red, white, and blue balloons. I'm positive it says like us on Facebook. They do a lot of good things. a lot of good things. I think they were instrumental in starting the Twigs food program down here for the summer for kids up to 18 years of age to come up in, at the grade school from 11:30 to noon to come and pick up a it's really just a sack lunch. But, you know, for any of those kids out there that, you know, that need something, you know, the Baptist Church is trying to help provide that. And that, so that's an awesome thing. Tarrantee State Farm, they've got their car with Terrence Faith on it. It's awesome looking. Let's see. It says car with State Farm wrap. Interesting. Yeah. It was an excellent picture of him, by the way.
This is kind of the end thing these days. I see a lot of cars off the side.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I would want my face on there, but I think it's pretty cool. What we got now? Proudly serving you since 2000. Let's say 2002. Lolly's Cafe. They've got a Percy and a Sparta location. If my husband's listening, he can close his ears. But my boys and I went yesterday and had breakfast / lunch there. They've got some good food. They've kind of got a patriotic theme going on. Looks like they've got a couple balloon arches, red, white, and blue. Everything's red, white, and blue, including their T-shirts. I like those. I like those. You can't have enough red, white, and blue T-shirts. That's right. That's right.
I think we got another little break here.
Are we ready to go to? Nope. Okay. You know, they also have, and they're Mylar balloons. They're silver, and it spells out Lollies. That's pretty cool. I mean, where do you get those? See that? On the back, it's backwards to us right now, but that's pretty neat. Some party supply store that I don't go to, but that is pretty neat. Today, the Senior Legion will be playing, the Civil Senior Legion will be playing at noon out at the Ball Diamonds. If anybody's interested in coming out for a warm 12 o'clock ball game, that is where we will be supporting the Senior Legion. Senior Legion coaches are John Sutton and Mr. Vogt. I'm not sure of his first name, but they, you know, volunteer their time, and we appreciate that. The Junior Legion coaches are Jacob Wente and Hunter Federke. He was a student that graduated not long ago from Stillwell High School. They both do an amazing job. And I think even Bradley Gilo, whenever he is not working as a police officer, he still gives his time to do that. And we just like to say thank you to those coaches, you know, for volunteering, giving their time. We've got the United Iron Workers, Iron Ford and United Iron Workers. Oh, that was scary. That was one of those confetti pop deals. And, oh, they're getting ready to do another one. And I didn't expect it. I was looking down. Pretty cool. I wonder where they get those. And while that's super cool, Jeff, I would not want to have to pick that up. What about you? Ooh, Iron Fort has a beautiful, it says Tonka on the side. Yellow. What color yellow would you call that? Here's what I would call it, Transformer yellow.
There you go.
It looks like one of those Transformer cars or trucks. It has, somebody's yelling. Hi, Cameron Cole. And Haley Smith. Thank you. Some of my students, they are with Iron Ford, bringing up the rear, throwing out some beads. That is an amazing looking truck. I can't say that enough. Next, we've got some, well, we've got a beautiful, is that a Corvette? Oh, Mustang. Okay. Well, my son would totally be mortified that I got that wrong. But it's beautiful. Oh, my goodness. That is nice. I think that's like a pearl color, don't you? Wouldn't you say, Gus? All right. Iron Fork still coming strong with Ford F-150 white 4x4.
But I had Clay Seaman on the other day talking about, he mentioned this in particular. I believe this lady is from, I believe, like Salem or up in that area. And she called and specifically wanted to be able to get free because I think she's originally from here. And this is a unique Volkswagen.
Well, it says her name is Martha Berry. And her Volkswagen car, it's yellow. Well, I shouldn't say that. It is wrapped as a Minion. I mean, who doesn't love Despicable Me Minion? I mean, it is adorable. That is adorable. We are so glad that she was willing to bring her vehicle here and show it off. I guarantee there are little kids jumping up and down all over the place, you know, saying, that's a Minion, that's a Minion. Yeah, that bucket, they've got, you know, some walkers in the back, and he's got a Minion bucket. Oh, it looks like the seat's wrapped in some kind of Minion. Maybe that's a blanket or something. And it says Kevin on the license plate. So that is Kevin off of Despicable Me. I mean, that's super unique, and we're thankful she was willing to come all this way. And
you couldn't hide if you were driving that car.
Right. Oh, it even says, I love banana. It's the license plate cover or that goes around. That is awesome. Oh, we got a little guy throwing us a popsicle. We'll get it. Thank you. He tried to throw us a popsicle. How sweet.
That's pretty good sauce, though.
You know what? He did a good job. He really did. We've got Triple L Guns of Pinckneyville, Illinois. They've got two, looks like Ranger side-by-side, that they are tossing out some popsicles and coolie cups, that kind of thing. Farmers Insurance now has a truck and trailer. Again, patriotic theme. American flag. Stars and stripes. You know, being out here, Jeff, and seeing all the red, white, and blue just makes you grateful that you live in this country, that we have so many freedoms and so many things to be thankful for. And, you know, just kind of makes you think about what you got. We've got Dream Landscape, mosquito spray. It says 25 cents per, $25 per 4-gallon tank, sorry. They got a ton, lawn mowing. It says, and call. They've even got some landscaping going on up in their trailer. That's pretty cool. It says, if you can dream it, we can make it happen. That's Dream Landscape.
She's getting blades down there. She's probably got plants she needs.
That is true. We've got Coleman Lawn Equipment next. Coleman Lawn Equipment. We've got Logan Hendricks on the standing mower. Zach Maver, Jaden Hendricks, J.T. Hoover. Awesome.
You know, I've never understood those stand-up mowers. You know, if you're a stand-up, you might as well walk.
Right. But, right, what's the difference? Yeah. But it looks pretty cool. That's all I can say. Yeah.
I'm going to get a rider. I'm going to sit down.
I agree with you, Jeff. I agree with you. We've got, let's see, Bibbs Ag Tiling? No, not yet. Hold on. They're coming next. Right now, we've got a cool, I mean, it's green. Is that an old John Deere? Or did they just paint it? Maybe that. I don't know.
I won't even try to guess for sure.
No. Oh, I can't do that for sure. No. But it's really cool. That's neat old-looking green kind of tractor with some kind of some kind of machine behind it. we've got Peeneyville, Illinois, Bibbs Ag Tiling. They've got the Price is Right. Now, who didn't love a Price is Right? We've got Bob Barker. We've even got contestants. They have literally the actual tag that they would wear on the Price is Right. That is amazing. And they've got a big tractor in there. An American flag hanging off the back. That looks pretty cool. That was a good show. It was a good show. Who's the new guy that does it now? What's his name? Yeah, that is true. That is true. It's still going strong, though. Let's see.
How entertaining all of the guests are. You know, they're always jumping around.
Yeah, they really enjoy it. They, I think they tell them, hey, if you're going to be on this show, you're going to make sure that it looks fun. We got the Silva Legion Bowl next, Tom Maybert. I would like to say thank you, Project Graduation Night. They always donate time in the bowling alley for us. The small hall and the Legion's donated to us, and then we go over for about an hour, hour and a half, and they are so good about donating that and having somebody run it for us so our kids can have one night, one safe, nice, fun night together before they, part ways and go do their own thing. So we're thankful that Tom and the Legion Bowl are willing to do that.
Here we've got Meyer Chevrolet and out of Sparta. They took over the old Savanta dealership back in earlier this year, and they have their entry in the parade here located Northtown area. Got a couple entries, actually. We've got a GMC pickup truck, Sierra pickup truck, a Chevy Traverse, and also a pretty nice Chevrolet pickup, a Tuscany. Showing off some of the vehicles that they had at their dealership in Sparta. Here we have the Sparta Senior Center. Come join us for lunch. They're serving from 11:30 to noon. And that's the Sparta Senior Center. And they do serve good lunches there.
Do they?
They do. And you don't have to be a senior the way I've been told. Anything where I don't have to consider myself,
Right.
Randolph County Farmers here, Randolph County Farm Bureau. And we talked with Katie from the Farm Bureau yesterday on the People Speak, and she was telling us she was going to be throwing out the cooler pops. I thought maybe she'd toss one to us, of course, then they'll be Grand American coming up in August selling their ice cream. Here's the Baya Farm celebrating 200 years of Illinois agriculture, tractor and trailer. And going by rural real estate farms, recreational properties, auctions. They've got all the listings for farms. Got it on a billboard on the trailer that they're pulling with a farm all tractor. Next up here, we've got Wendell's Flooring with their van. It's wrapped. Custom floors, showers, and backsplashes. And Shine, and I think they're part of their Shine fell. now they're the Sign and right. And this is an old-time road grader, a power grader, it says. Santee's Tractor Equipment Restoration. So, very unique. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like that. 1947 M-grade, all-grader, road grader. So, kind of unique.
Sorry, Jeff, one thing I'd like to add, the St. Mark, I think whenever we were having technical difficulties, they came through probably. It says that St. Mark's Church and school float was designed by two St. Mark's 6th grade students, Cooper Watson and Chris Zimmer. Their winning entry in the annual float design contest for the most memorable TV shows portrays a giant 1980s TV featuring the family show Highway to Heaven, which aired from 1984 to 1989 with 111 episodes. It says that the show was about an angel who was stripped of his wings and being on probation sent to Earth to help people in need. And Megan Bradley was the sixth grade teacher along with others from the class that participated in that. Oh, I just got hit. So we're coming to the end, it looks like. Do you think we should go ahead and do the... Okay, well, we'll announce the winner of the float. We'll start off with the businesses. The businesses, the number, well, we'll start with number three. Number three was Island Breeze. Number two was First State Bank of Campbell Hills. And number one for the business category was Memorial Hospital of Chester. They did an excellent job, and we would just like to say congratulations. To the organization, the third place winner was the JC. Second place was that St. Mark's float that I just described. And the first place was the Chamber of Commerce. And again, that was the organization winner. And we just want to say thank you to all those that took the time to come out and, you know, decorate their floats and be here for this this great time.
All right. And then as we see the traffic starting to come through and the horses going by in front of that, that must mean things are coming to an end here. But it's been a nice parade and a good crowd, a lot of fun. And Michelle, I appreciate you standing by and giving us all the... Exactly. Well, no problem. You had all the details, and we had it. And we had a little technical difficulty at the beginning, but we got it worked through. So that will wrap things up here from Steelville. So, again, we want to thank our sponsors, State Representative Jerry Costello II, Randolph County Commissioner Mark Tina, Sparta Community Hospital, and the First National Bank of Steelville. Also, we want to thank NAVA Auto Parts for providing the pickup that we were able to do our broadcast from. I want to thank AJ back at the studio for running the board for us today. Again, Michelle Hamilton alongside here today. And that will wrap things up from Steelville, from the Steelville 4th of July Parade. Have a great day and have a great 4th of July, and we'll talk to you next year.
This has been live coverage of the 2018 Steelville 4th of July Parade on Real Country 1230 WHCO. Brought to you in part by Sparta Community Hospital, making you the center of your health care. Your State Representative Jerry Costello wishing you a happy 4th of July holiday. The First National Bank of Steelville, with branches in Steelville and Percy and the Sparta Banking Center. And by Randolph County Commissioner Mark Kena, wishing everyone a great Independence Day. You can find our complete broadcast schedule and live streaming worldwide online at realcountry1230.com. Thanks for listening to the 2018 Steelville 4th of July Parade on Real Country 1230 WHCO. Celebrate in the 618.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy Independence Day from Real Country 1230 WHCO.